Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and today's episode was written and recorded for us by Ron Hock of the Sharpening Blog. It's titled Bob Baker, 1954 to 2010, A Big Fish in the Small Pond, and was originally posted July 15, 2010. To read more great posts like today's episode, visit Ron's weblog at www.hocktools.wordpress.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
Bob Baker, 1954 to 2010, A Big Fish in This Small Pond. With the sad passing of Bob Baker, phenomenal talent and darn nice guy, I'm reminded of the one and only time we met. I wrote the following on February 13th, 2006, following Plain Day in Cincinnati. I've posted the popular woodworking photos on my Flickr page. I'm sure Matt's posted the link to that. I tried to annotate the photos, but I can't remember all of which plane belonged to which maker. Sorry. February 13th, 2006. Subject, Big Fish in Cincinnati. Short version, I hung out with the world's finest plane makers on Friday. Long version, a few months ago, John Edwards called about some blade or another, and as we talked, and talked, it's easy to talk a long time with John, he let slip about an upcoming gathering of infill makers sponsored by Popular Woodworking Magazine being organized by him and Chris Schwartz, executive editor of Popular Woodworking. He dropped a couple of names of the proposed participants, and I started hopping up and down in my chair, whining, me too, can I come, huh, can I, huh? And he thought that that'd be okay, and I should just contact Chris to be sure. Chris was enthusiastic in his warm invite to me, and I proceeded to book a flight to Porkopolis. Here's the roster. Christopher Schwartz, Popular Woodworking Magazine, master craftsman, eloquent master of ceremonies, and gracious host. John Edwards, organizer, woodworker, friend of, and patron to the plane making arts. Wayne Anderson, Anderson Planes at www.andersonplanes.com, the legend in person. Bob Baker, plane maker of great talent and antique conservator. Brian Buckner, consummate metal craftsman and darn nice guy. Robin Lee of Lee Valley Tools, a big businessman who manages to remain humble, helpful, and generous of spirit with his time, all the while managing 1,000 employees. Terry Saunders, Lee Valley's plane designer. No kidding, he's the guy who's doing all that great work at Veritas. Thomas Lee Nielsen needs no introduction, but I finally got to meet him after all these years, and he's as decent and gentlemanly as I would have expected, and he brought his charming and lovely daughter and photographer, Kirsten. Mark Swanson, Lee Nielsen's pattern maker. Imagine having his job. Too cool. Conrad Sauer of Sauer & Steiner Toolworks, sauerandsteiner.com, who brought his delightful family and was, I believe, the youngest of this august group, except for Kirsten. Larry Williams and Don McConnell of Clark & Williams. That's www.planemaker.com. I've been talking with these guys for years and finally got to meet them, too. John Economaki of Bridge City Toolworks, bridgecitytools.com, who brought his new variable pitch planes, which I'd been curious about. Clarence Blanchard and Mike Jenkins of the Fine Tool Journal were there to keep everyone honest and to show off a few plow planes so rare I was afraid to even touch them. Joel Moskowitz, toolsforworkingwood.com. I've known Joel over the phone for years, but meeting him in person is like peeling an onion. There seemed to always be another layer to him, and I'm sure he'll send back my cell phone today. An erudite scholar and gentleman indeed. Did I leave anyone out? If I did, slap me and fill in the blanks. The meeting was at Popular Woodworking's shop. You've all seen the shop in the many articles in the magazine. And we started the day with individual intros about how we got into doing what we do, etc. Even that part was fun enough to last about twice as long as planned, but the afternoon was devoted to using everyone's stuff. Planes from all participants were tuned up and available, as well as an incredible selection of similar tools from other makers like Carl Holtai, Billy Carter, I learned he's not the president's brother, and Ray Isles. We made shavings with all the planes, popped the blades, looked under the hood, shared stories, tips, and lies about everything imaginable, including plane making and woodworking. I must have handled about $1 million worth of infills and woodies. What a day. Performance bottom line? Every plane I tried made thin, lacy shavings and left a smooth, satiny surface. Bevel up or down, a well-made plane with a sharp blade will perform as intended. Some were easier or harder to push, some fit my hand better or worse, some handled difficult grain better, but they all worked remarkably and were a joy to use. And they were all so beautiful they'll bring tears to your eyes. Even the new variable pitch plane from Bridge City Tools worked well and completely vanquished my concern about its appearance of excessive gizmosity. I, representing the Everyman, brought two number fives with high carbon and A2 blades and three humble woodies by Michael Burns, Jim Krenov, and a Hawk kit. All kept up admirably, and I was proud to be able to swim in this small pond with these big fish. The afternoon went too quickly, but as evening fell, we gathered at Steve Shanassy's, the popular woodworking publisher's house, for beer, wine, dinner, and more in-depth conversation. For me, the whole day was incredible, warm, friendly, generous, and cooperative. I know I speak for all participants when I thank John, Chris, Steve, David, Linda, Megan, Robert, and everyone else at Popular Woodworking for providing the forum for this memorable gathering. It gave me a sense of community I've never felt before. Popular Woodworking's David Teal was busily snapping photos of the planes and us all day, and they've promised to send the best to each of us on CD. I'll post them on the website unless someone beats me to it, and I'll let you know when they're available. I guess that's all for now. I had a real good Friday. Thanks for listening. This is Ron Hawk from Hawk Tools.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.